All I've ever wanted is for Julie Baker to leave me alone. For her to back off. You know, just give me some space. It all started the summer before second grade when our moving van pulled into her neighborhood. And since we're now about done with the eighth grade, that, my friend, makes more than half a decade of strategic avoidance and social discomfort. She didn't just barge into my life. She barged and shoved and wedged her way into my life. Did we invite her to get into our moving van and start climbing all over the boxes? No. But that's exactly what she did, taking over and showing off like only Julie Baker can. My dad tried to stop her. "Hey," he says, as she's catapulting herself on board. "What are you doing? You're getting mud everywhere." So true, too. Her shoes were, like, caked with the stuff. She didn't hop out, though. Instead, she planted her rear end on the floor and started pushing a big box with her feet. "Don't you want some help?" She glanced my way. "It sure looks like you need it." "No, no, no," my dad says, then pulls her up by the arm. "Why don't you run along home? Your mother is probably wondering where you are." This was the beginning of my soon-to-become acute awareness that the girl cannot take a hint. Of any kind. Does she zip on home like a kid should when they've been invited to leave? No. She says, "Oh, my mom knows where I am. She said it was fine." Then she points across the street and says, "We just live right over there." My father looks to where she's pointing and mutters, "Oh boy." Then he looks at me and winks as he says, "Bryce, isn't it time for you to go inside and help your mother?" I knew right off that this was a ditch play. I smiled and said, "Sure thing," then jumped off the lift gate and headed for my new front door. I heard her coming after me, but I couldn't believe it. Maybe it just sounded like she was chasing me. Maybe she was really going the other way. But before I got up the nerve to look, she blasted right past me, grabbing my arm and yanking me along. This was too much. I planted myself and was about to tell her to get lost when the weirdest thing happened. I was making this big windmill motion to break away from her, but somehow, on the downswing, my hand wound up tangling into hers. I couldn't believe it. There I was, holding the mud monkey's hand. I tried to shake her off, but she just clamped on tight and yanked me along, saying, "Come on." My mom came out of the house and immediately got the world's sappiest look on her face. "Well, hello," she says to Julie. "Hi." I'm still trying to pull free, but the girl's got me in a death grip. My mom's grinning, looking at our hands and my fiery red face. "And what's your name, honey?" "Juliana Baker. I live right over there," she says, pointing with her unoccupied hand. "Well, I see you've met my son," she says, still grinning away. "Uh-huh." Finally, I break free and do the only manly thing available when you're 7 years old. I dive behind my mother. Mom puts her arm around me and says, "Bryce, honey, why don't you show Juliana around the house?" I didn't exactly give her a tour. I locked myself in the bathroom instead. And after about 10 minutes of yelling back at her that, no, I wasn't coming out anytime soon, things got quiet out in the hall. Another 10 minutes went by before I got the nerve to peek out the door. No Julie. I snuck out and looked around, and yes, she was gone. Not a very sophisticated ditch, but hey, I was only 7. My troubles were far from over, though. Every day she came back, over and over again. "Can Bryce play?" I could hear her asking from my hiding place behind the couch. "Is he ready yet?" One time, she even cut across the yard and looked through my window. I spotted her in the nick of time and dove under my bed. But man, that right there tells you something about Julie Baker. She's got no concept of personal space. No respect for privacy. The world is her playground, and watch out below, Julie's on the slide. Lucky for me, my dad was willing to run block. And he did it over and over again. He told her I was busy, or sleeping, or just plain gone. He was a lifesaver. My sister, on the other hand, tried to sabotage me any chance she got. Lynetta's like that. She's 4 years older than me, and buddy, I've learned from watching her how not to run your life. She's got antagonize written all over her. Just look at her. Not cross-eyed, or with your tongue sticking out, or anything. Just look at her, and you've started an argument. I used to knock down drag-out with her, but it's just not worth it. Girls don't fight fair. They pull your hair, and gouge you, and pinch you. Then they run off, gasping to mommy when you try and defend yourself with a fist. Then you get locked into timeout. And for what? No, my friend, the secret is, don't snap at the bait. Let it dangle. Swim around it, laugh it off. After a while, they'll give up and try to lure someone else. My mom didn't understand why it was so awful that that cute little girl had held my hand. She thought I should make friends with her. I thought you liked soccer, honey. Why don't you go out there and kick the ball around? Because I didn't want to be kicked around, that's why. And although I couldn't say it like that at the time, I still had enough sense at age 7 and a half to know that Julie Baker was dangerous. Unavoidably dangerous, as it turns out. The minute I walked into Mrs. Yelson's second grade classroom, I was dead meat. Bryce! Julie squeals. You're here! Then she charges across the room and tackles me. Mrs. Yelson tries to explain this attack away as a welcome hug. But man, that was no hug. That was a front-line, take-em-down tackle. And even though I shook her off, it was too late. I was branded for life. Everyone jeered. Where's your girlfriend, Bryce? Are you married yet, Bryce? And then, when she chased me around at recess and tried to lay kisses on me, the whole school started singing, Bryce and Julie sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. My first year in town was a disaster. Third grade wasn't much better. She was still hot on my trail every time I turned around. Same with fourth. But then, in fifth grade, I took action.